recent years. I did like Ithyfolic. I mean, that album gets a lot of shit because of the bad production, but I mean, songwriting wise, I think it's good. And I don't know, they just kind of like lost me on some of their subsequent ones. I know people really dig whatever that follow up to Ithyfolic was, but I don't know. It just, they, on the songwriting front, kind of lost me. And I know like people have dug some of their output in the last 10 years or so. I think they're considered to be like kind of on an upward trajectory, but I don't know. It's just not really working for me. So I stick with pretty much Ithyfolic and earlier. Before that was Sadistic Humiliation. That was a blind buy for me. I think they're from Colombia. It's just some kind of gory slam kind of stuff. Not, you know, the greatest stuff ever, but it was incredibly, incredibly cheap. And it's kind of rare finding like weird sort of mid-2000s random slam out in the wild. So paying like $4 to like take a chance on something, you know, is sort of worth it. And you know, it's a pretty good album. Sadistic Humiliation, Psychopath's Aberrations is the name of the album, and the song is Rotten Human. Before that was some Deicide off of Serpents of the Light. That was Bastard of Christ, and not too much to really say there. I do need to see Deicide before they stop touring. I've heard that they are still really, really good live, and I'd love to see them. Before that was some Vothana with 30-Year War off of Commando, his 2020 album, and some of that really buried raw black metal with really kind of corny epic melodies, but it's good stuff. I think he's on pause right now. Not really sure what he's up to. Seems like the type to come out of nowhere, put out like 4 or 5 albums, and then go back in the dark for a while. So sort of doubt that he's gone forever, but yeah, really, really like that album. I have not listened to the last couple of the, I think there was one called like Game Over or something. I have to listen to that. And there was one with a really goofy album cover that had like flames or something. I don't know. It looked like a really like shitty late 90s like symphonic black metal album cover, which I kind of dig, to be honest. So overdue to listen to that. Before that was Celtic Frost, some classic stuff off of their 2 Megatherion album. That was Circle of the Tyrants. Before that, Zophos, Embraced by the Chthonic Void. I think he's also overdue for a new one. Really great Greek epic black metal. Before that, Hunok from Hungary, and I'll be doing my Hungarian ancestors some they're turning in their graves if I even attempt to pronounce this. Megtorlas is the song, but the album, could not be bothered to pronounce that. I think that's their only full length. They have a lot of demos, but that's from 2016, I think, or 2015, somewhere around 10 years back or so. Some really good kind of epic raw black metal, really cool kind of sparse sound. They kind of remind me honestly a little bit of their country mates Marble Bog. Something about that kind of really tinny, sparse, like black metal sound, just it's really good stuff. I think they're from Hungary. I don't know, I'm just saying that from memory. All right, getting into this next block here, what do we have? I'm going to play a bunch of black metal to start, and then I'm going to get into kind of like an epic block. So let's kick it off with actually 2 Northern Heritage releases. So I'm going to play something from Diaboli, and then something from Warlog. So we will kick off with that. All right. These are both on LP, by the way. Enjoy. This is Through the Moonless Night.
Thank you. no one knows about. It says it used to be a farm before the motor law. And on Sundays I knew the ice off the turbine frame. Too far outside the wire where my white-haired uncle waits.
Thank you.
right, that was obviously some Rush. Red Barchetta off of Moving Pictures. I wanted to end on something a little bit different. That was my very wrecked LP, which actually didn't sound too bad. I was kind of expecting it to skip or just overall kind of sound pretty tinny, but actually sounded pretty good, at least here in the studio. Yeah, I love Rush unapologetically. Not all their stuff, but I mean, definitely that era is so good. I know they're goofy and epic and all that, but I love them for it. And speaking of goofy and epic, had some Manowar before that with Gates of Valhalla off of Into Glory Ride. That's off of a, I think it's, as I found out today, I had never looked into it, it's a bootleg CD, which combines Into Glory Ride and Hail to England. I guess like a Russian pressing of it, but I ended up picking it up from like a random antique store. It has a sticker on it that says $29.99 from grocery, so I don't know if that's some weird grocery store out here was selling it, like back in the 90s, or if that's an actual like sticker from Russia. Doubt it, but anyway, was just scrounging around Discogs and noticed that. Before that, Bathory, Under the Runes from Twilight of the Gods. That was part of my epic block, along with the Manowar. I just got a sick Twilight of the Gods shirt, which honestly I should have worn tonight in honor of that album. It's so good. Before that, as part of the epic block, Graveland with Braid of a Pride Valkyrie. Some nice broken English there. I was about to criticize the broken English there as I butchered Valkyrie. Braid of a Pride Valkyrie. That's assume that's unintentional. That's off of Spears of Heaven, which is considered one of their lesser albums, but I dig it. I think the drumming is really weird and